Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The first question, I think the truth of Christianity that I saw was the example of Jesus. And Jesus, to me, was an obvious truth. Now, what they taught was that he's absolute God. And to me, I couldn't ever figure that out. I thought, this doesn't make any sense to me. I can't see how this makes any sense to me. So there was always this problem. And I never met anybody in my life that would explain this or acknowledge this. Because basically where I came from, you either accepted this or you didn't believe in God. And it was as simple as that. There was no in between. There was no Muslim in where I was born. There was nothing Islamic. I've never heard of Islam. I guess the only thing I heard was they had a saying, if Muhammad won't go to the mountain will go to Muhammad or something. That's the only thing I ever heard for 25 years of my life about Islam. And I heard that the Quran was the Bible for the Arabs or something like that. So when I found out about Islam, one of the most powerful things that I think most Christians don't know is that the prophets of the Bible are the prophets of Islam. And that Ishmael and Jacob and Isaac, that they don't know this history, for one thing. And they don't know, even today, even though Islam is so much more known today, most people hear one side of Islam. They hear basically a subset of Sunni Islam, I think is what most people hear about Islam. And they hear things from the hadiths of the Sunnis, and they take out, you know, the parts that are the most outrageous, and they never present it in a fair way. So when I looked at it myself and I saw and I read the Quran and I read about Muhammad, peace be upon his progeny, to me it was very obvious that there is so much more to this story, and this makes perfect sense. It makes no sense that you're going to have these religious leaders like each of these presents. So in Judaism, they're missing their Messiah, and they went without any prophets. So when Jesus came, they rejected him, and they've had none since. And with Christianity, they had Jesus and none since. And then with a Sunni Islam, you have the Prophet, peace be upon his progeny, in none sense. So each of these believes that something happened and then it all stopped after that, which doesn't make any sense. And so if you just look at it from a historical standpoint of the history of prophets and religious leaders, imams, there's a continuity here, and that each of these cases in which it appears that there's nothing after that, they've missed out. They've rejected this. And so, what was the other question?
Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.